In studio is Shauna and Jade Kagan. Shauna runs a non-profit organization called Jade Teddy in honor of her son Jade, who suffered from a rare pain disease in 2016 called complex regional pain syndrome when he was 10 years old. The mission at the foundation is to create awareness for this disease, and they strive to raise funds for the pain unit and to help empower other parents and who are facing their own challenges. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Hello, my name is Jay Kagan. I'm 13 years old. I go to Hertzlea. I'm grade 7. I love playing water polo and I love playing Xbox.
Good morning, I'm Shauna Kagan, I'm Jed's mum. My family is Liam and Jed, are my two sons, and Raymond, my husband. And I run a rental agency from home, and we love being creative and helping people.
What is Jade Teddy?
Well, a Jade Teddy is a hand-sewn teddy that we made in honor of my journey. And we made 365 Jade Teddies to give to all the suffering patients at Red Cross.
Why was the organization started?
We started this organization to raise awareness about this extremely rare disease, CRIPS, to educate doctors so that they can treat their patients. And when I was recovering from my disease, we wanted to help other families going through the same thing so that they can get an early recovery.
We found out that there are so many children out there with this rare disease that have pain diseases that don't get help from any doctor, so we needed to do something about it.
What is CRPS?
So CRIPS is short for complex regional pain syndrome, and it affects the nerves and makes them go haywire and sends continuous pain messages to the brain and can spread to full body CRIPS, and it can leave a patient completely debilitated.
Why is it important to raise awareness about this disease?
It's important because it's such a rare disease, and a lot of doctors just do not know how to treat their patients when they come in with these all different types of pain, and early diagnosis helps with early recovery.
When you present with one of these pain diseases, then there's no actual trauma or anything that the doctors can detect on x-rays or any other kind of investigation. So it is important to know about these diseases so that the children are believed.
Shauna, yeah. What role do you play in the organization?
Okay, I was the founder of Jade Teddy. Because of Jed, we decided that we had to do something for these children. And I'm also the spokesperson, and I make sure that a lot of people out there know about this organization, so that if they have any of these symptoms, or that their children are presenting with diseases that the doctors can't help, that they maybe come to us or find us on social media, and that we can then direct them to the right people to find help and treatment for their children.
Jed, can you tell us more about your experience with Jade Teddy?
My experience with Jade Teddy has been amazing because I love seeing all the children that we've helped, and I love doing charity work, and I feel honored to be a role model to others, to other patients who are suffering from this disease, and I love spreading awareness about this disease with the Jade Teddies.
How can people get in contact with Jade Teddy?
We have a very strong online presence. We're on social media, we're on Facebook, on Instagram, and we have a beautiful website called Jade Teddy. You go onto jadeteddy.net, and all our numbers and our contact details and our story is on that website.
Do either of you have messages for the children listening in the hospital?
Yes. Stay positive, and a positive mind is half the battle won.
We know from our experience that Red Cross is one of the best hospitals to be treated at in the world, and we know this because of our disease, and that we come here and we empower the mommies and the daddies and all the other family members to know that they're in the right place so they also can be positive to help their children through their diseases.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yes. If anybody knows of any child suffering through any kind of pain, as I said earlier, where a doctor is not able to diagnose because there's no trauma, then they can get hold of us, and we have our doctors on hand which don't work at this hospital but who help us outside the hospital. They can speak to these doctors and these doctors will be able to help them on the phone to see if they are diagnosed with some of these terrible pain diseases. These pain diseases are very complex, and of all of them, CRIPS, which Jed had, is one of the most complex. It is very important to believe in your children and to know that what they are saying about their pain is true, and not only sometimes the doctors and the medical fraternity don't actually understand these diseases and sometimes say that the child is making it up or they don't believe them, and this is not the case. As moms and dads, we must know that we believe in our children and can help.
And a message I always say to all the CRIPS patients and others, if I can do it, so can you.
And then we have we actually came to speak to you because we have a Kids of Courage event. We're in Pinelands in September, which we're going to tell you more about over the next few months. But we're going to have a few brave kids who are going to come and tell their story so that we can honor these diseases, and some of these children have gone through what most people don't in a lifetime. So you're all invited, and please stay in contact with us for more details.
Thank you for that interview.